enough is enough.
Oh my. Hey guys, welcome back to the No Holds Barred Network with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the EVP Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Queen of the Indies, Tiffany. And today, I'm really excited because I said on Twitter, I was like, I need to give these kids at H2O like more exposure on here because you guys are amazing. So today, we have Marcus Matters. How are you?
I love it. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited. Excited.
I'm really excited.
Yay, I love it. Wait, so am I, like, I'm your first podcast, right?
You're like my third.
Boo. Okay, no. Okay, but like, I'm only kidding.
I would say like my second, like, official.
I love it.
I'm really excited.
So guys,
I'm sorry.
Nah, it's okay. Guys, on Under the Rope series, if you're new here, we do everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, promoters, referees, anything related in the independent world. If you guys have questions, drop them in the chat. If Marcus, I'm sure, will be very happy to answer any questions that you guys have. Yeah, so let's do this. So I'm really excited because tomorrow I will actually be going to my first H2O show. So I'm really excited about this. So I'm looking forward to it. So I have to come meet you in person. Yeah. Definitely. So I'll come. We'll come take a picture. But let's get back a little into basics. So, like, how did you get into professional wrestling?
So my dad did it all of his life. And so I've just been around it my entire life. And then soon I was able to train. I started training. And soon I was able to make my debut. I made my debut. So it really was like I was around it all my life. I never had that like flipping through the channels thing like a lot of other people had. It was just always there for me, and it's been, I love it so much.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. What inspired you to start training at the H2O with Matt Tremont?
Oh, that was kind of like, I didn't really know what school I wanted to go to and where I wanted to exactly go, but soon when the H2O Academy opened up, I figured I'm at that building a lot. I'm always there, and I wanted to be there, and I'm so happy I joined there. It's been so great there. I highly recommend anyone who's looking for a place to go to the H2O Academy. It's a great place.
Oh, it's so great. I hear so many amazing things. We've had Matt Tremont on. We've had Dylan McKay on. We've had a bunch of other wrestlers on here too, which has been great. And everybody says such amazing things about H2O. Guys, if you have not watched H2O, please sign up on the IWTV app and watch it tomorrow because it's so exciting. What are your favorite things about training over there?
I like being with the people, you know. Everyone there is so nice, and everyone there, you know, loves wrestling, wants to become a wrestler. So to be around so many people that love something as much as I do, it's great, you know. Everyone's talking about wrestling, freaking doing wrestling. It's great. That's what I love about that building and training and being there.
Oh, that's great. So who were some of your influences?
Matt Tremont, he's someone, you know, since my dad, of course my dad too, I'm sorry, but being around it my whole life, you know, I was around my dad, but yeah, like being around Matt too, like he went to like my birthday party when I was like 10 years old, maybe, I don't know, 9, I was real young, but like Matt, Drew Blood, someone I just wrestled, Devin Moore, all those guys, you know, who my dad, like same shows that he wrestled on, I was around with, and they all influenced me to, you know, be a wrestler and become who I am now. And
so great.
So grateful for that.
Oh, I love it. Do you have like a particular favorite match of yours that sticks out with Matt Tremont?
Definitely Cage of Death 14. Like that whole show with him and DJ on the cage.
Yeah.
that show was like the whole show. I was like, yeah, like I want to be a wrestler, because like, of course, like I was around it.
Yeah.
I wanted to do it, but like being at that show and just top to bottom, it was a great show. And that's when I like realized, like, yeah, this is what I want to do, like forever. Like I want to be in that ring. I want to be doing what they're doing. That's when I really realized that. And Matt was at main event, last match I saw, and brought it all together. And I was like, yep, I want to do this. It was awesome.
So basically, like, even like with me, like I'm a lot older than you. So like my days, it was all like WWE. That's pretty much all. Well, at that time it was WWF. And then a lot of people watch like WCW. Nowadays we got, you know, Fight TV, you know, a lot more IWTV, YouTube. We have so much footage. Mm-hmm. But so like you said, like you didn't really watch like so much. But what were like you watch? Were you like mostly watching a lot of the independent, like...
I was of course watching WWE all the time. I grew up watching that, going to all the shows and stuff like that. But yeah, since my dad going to indie shows, I would be traveling with him and watching all the shows that he was performed on. And then of course other shows like CZW, we would go over to there and watch them. And so yeah, I've always loved WWE, of course, but definitely I followed like the indie scene always.
Yeah, that's great. I think, to be honest with you, I think I like the indies more than I like the mainstream. That's just like my personal like forte. Like, I think, I don't know, there's a lot of things. I think the intimacy of being at the shows, and I feel like interacting even like with you guys, and I feel we get more of that in, you know, sitting down, you know, interacting with you guys in the ring than we would obviously if we go somewhere to watch like AEW or WWE or what, you know, like New Japan, and trying to kind of interact. So I think that's why I personally like the indies more. So it's great. It's a great time to be a fan.
Great right now. I feel like wrestling is at its like best right now. Right. Almost like there's so many, like you said, like there's so much stuff to watch. There's so many opportunities now. Like it's wonderful.
Oh, it's great. I love it. So and we're not even back at like full capacity yet. So like when we get back to like full capacity, like I could only imagine like the craziness of that we're going to get back. But thank God to like you guys, like, and everybody, all the promoters keeping it safe at some of the promotions that are on TV and all the apps that we watch. So kudos to you guys, because even me, like I said, I'm coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've been nervous to go to a bunch of shows, but I've been dying. It's like been a bucket list for me to come on out. So looking forward to it.
I'd say a great show to come to.
Yes. Yes. All my favorites are on this card. I can't wait.
The stacked show tomorrow.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to it. So we have a fan tweet from our friend Brad. He says, as such a young age, you've already been in the ring with G Raver. You've beaten Alex Colon and Drew Blood. Next, you face RSP. All legends in death match scene. Who do you want to face next?
Ooh. Damn. Wow. Man, yeah, I've faced like so many, like, it's, yeah, definitely Jeff Cannonball.
Oh, okay.
Jeff Cannonball. John Wayne Murdoch. I would love to wrestle him. Akira. Jordan Oliver. Definitely. Yeah, there's so many more.
Wow. I love
it. About it.
I'm just like,
definitely Jeff Cannonball and guys like Stan Styles. I know that sounds like crazy, but like you know, those, they were like, you know, the few like who've been around my whole life. Like, right. I have this list, I say, that I got that I wrestled Matt, I wrestled Drew, Devin, and those were guys who I've been around my whole life. There's a couple more on that list.
Yeah.
Who I didn't wrestle yet, who I'm dying to, and that's Jeff Cannonball, Stan Styles. So I would love to wrestle them.
Wow. Definitely. That's going to be such a feeling, though, that when with the people that you have been in the ring with, like, that, like you said, you grew up, you've seen these guys, and to actually step in the ring with, like, I can only imagine what that feels like.
It's crazy. Right. Like, it really is crazy. And, I mean, just because it just happened, I mean, freaking Drew Blood. Like, man, I used to be like smaller than him. And I stepped in the ring and I was like way taller than him. And I'm like, man, this is nuts.
Do you have like your mark out moments like when you get into the ring with some of these guys?
Definitely. It's like, oh, like this is nuts. But I'm like, oh, I'm good. I'm doing this. I'm a wrestler.
So is it like different, like the minute like you come out of the ring compared to like just the thought like, oh wow, I'm gonna wrestle this guy, and then like the nerves are all there, and then like you come out and then it all goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it feels?
They're like, once like I'm in there, I'm good. But yeah, definitely before I come out, it's bad. I'm just freaking out. I'm like, oh my god, I get so nervous.
Aw.
but I'm confident and stuff. When I go out there, soon I'm in the ring, I'm like, all right, I'm good now. I'm good.
Do you have any like pre-match rituals that you do like before?
I'll jump, smack my legs, and just freaking like be like Goldberg back there, just freak myself out, and then freak out and just run out. Yeah.
I love it. Good cop, bad cops in the chat. He said, with Marcus Matters being an anagram, he does this to everybody that comes on this podcast, just so you know, of Crush Mate's Arm. Any backyard wrestling stories before you went into proper training?
Oh, so I never really did backyard stuff, but I had I had a basement, and so me and all my friends would wrestle in the basement. And of course, like we'd find boards on the street and go through it and all that stuff. And like, but like, I'd always put like staples in my head.
Oh no.
And like make myself bleed. It was so weird. But yeah, we've always wrestled down here. My friend broke his arm once. That was not fun, especially like coming upstairs. My mom's up there. I'm like, we got to take him home like right now. And we're all in our gear and stuff. It's just weird. But yeah, they were fun though. That was definitely real fun to do.
I love it. I can only imagine, but like your mom's used to it, right? So like, and then like here you come, and then here there's blood and all this fun stuff. But
yeah,
she's kind of used
like
to it.
She's like mad. She's like, what are you, like, why?
Why? What do you tell her?
I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know, Mom. I'm sorry.
I love it. Oh man, can we talk a little bit about you teaming up with G-Raver? Like just the low, like the eye contacts and everything. I was bugging out. I was like, this is the best thing ever. Like, let's talk about it.
It was honestly so cool. It was freaking nuts. It was all his idea. And when I heard it, I'm like, yeah, what? Like, this is freaking nuts. And we did it. And it went perfect. And like coming out there with the freaking mask, I'm like, I just heard everyone just like get loud. And it's like, holy shit. Like, this is definitely like the loudest like I've ever heard, for me at least, coming out. And it was just cool coming out with the contacts and like just being like, I don't know, bringing out like my devil side or whatever.
Yeah.
That night, and just being like a different character, I guess.
Yeah.
It was cool to have that, a different theme, contacts, and just acting different in the ring.
Wow.
It was really cool.
Yeah. I could just like see it from you. Like you're like reminiscing. Like that's why I wanted to like talk a little bit.
After that, like I watched like the entrance about like 50 times after freaking that whole next week. I was just kept watching it and watching it. I'm like, man, this is so cool. I'm like, damn it, I can't keep doing this. This is G-Raver's thing.
Are you one of those people that like you could go back and watch your matches and be fine with it? Because I know a lot of people like they can't like watch themselves back. They're like, oh, the like hardest critic yeah. ever. And
I will credit like every little small thing, and then I'll make myself mad because I'll be like, man, this match actually wasn't good, and I'll just turn it off. And I'm like, and it was, but like just that small thing will bug me a lot,
right?
But there's a few matches I'll go back and watch, like the thumbtack match. I went back, the two past matches I had in Indiana and then with Drew. I went back and watched them, and I loved all of them. But some matches, I'm like, all right, it felt good. I'm not going to go back and watch that one because I felt like it was good. And if I go back and watch it, I'll ruin it for myself.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely don't want to ruin it for yourself.
Yeah.
What are your favorite moments thus far in the ring?
Man. Probably with Raver and when he came back and just being in that ring, like it was nuts. Like that night was crazy. And like it just went perfect. And it was just amazing. Just being in that ring, the lights turning on and he's right there and everyone's just flipping out. And I'm looking around, I'm like, damn, this is crazy. I'm like, shit. Man, if I fuck up, this is it.
Oh no. No, but, you did great. Like,
yeah,
definitely.
It was awesome.
Everything Pro Wrestling, our friend Conrad, shout out to you. He said, least favorite move in wrestling from Marcus' perspective.
Probably a Russian leg sweep.
Okay.
Oh. I don't know. It's weird. It's just same thing. It's just like, I don't know.
It's just one of those things.
Oh, yeah. I guess I don't like it. I never do it. If someone said they were whatever, I'd take it. But I'd never do it.
Don't ever say never because you just don't know, right? It's one of those things.
You know, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to force it.
He's gonna shout me out for it. He's like, look, I said I wasn't gonna do it, but I'm doing it for you because I said it on the podcast now. So we got a lot of people in the chat. What's going on, guys? So we got Ooh. You know, your friend Chris Bradley is in the chat. He said, oh, the little brother is on.
Simp.
You guys rock. Lewis Ramos is in the chat. He said the future. And Frankie Picard says, hey, brother. He goes, you will do it. And he put up the cracking up emoji.
Hey, brother. Does he want the Russian leg sweep? Tomorrow?
Oh.
Gotta shut out a couple people doing that.
Yeah, I don't know. Oof, I love it. Love it. All right, so you made big moves also in 2020. You got to work GCW and the Collective, especially the Twin Gauntlet match. Can we talk about your experience with that? Like, that's had to be a huge moment for you, going to the Collective, GCW, gauntlet match. What do you got for me?
It was actually awesome to, like, just go down there. And that was my first, traveling and actually wrestling experience. Because I traveled with my dad. And it was just, you know, of course, him wrestling. I wasn't able to. I didn't know. But this time, you know, I knew how to wrestle. And I went down there with Matt, Austin, Sean, Chrissy. We all went down there. And just to go down there and actually wrestle this time and experience that, it was awesome. We did a four-way at IWA Mid-South. That was awesome. That's up on IWTV. And then, yeah, at the Collective, I got to do the Twin Gauntlet. What was sick. Effie is awesome. Effie's like the coolest person ever.
He's so sweet.
So I was so happy that he let me be in that. Even like just small part, it was still amazing. Such a cool learning experience and all that. And then with Ricky at Spring Break, that was nuts.
Yeah.
Man, I am kind of opening Spring Break. This is nuts.
Wow. So awesome.
Fuck off. I was like, whatever. It was cool. But my favorite memory of that is I was before I went out, I never met him before, but Danhausen. I love his videos.
Oh, freaking, I love Danhausen.
His videos are great. And I'm just chilling there waiting to go out. And I look at him, make eye contact, and he's just like, and I'm like, oh, all right. Like, we just, I don't know. It was cool.
Yeah. Just don't swear in front of him, okay? Like,
no
swearing.
That's right.
No swearing. Frankie said he's down, by the way. And then he said he super kicked me in the face when he was 5 years old.
I did.
Oh.
I was super kicking a lot of people.
Oh, no. All right, so like I want some sort of footage tomorrow when I come there. I'm coming with my camera, and I want some sort of footage. Maybe you'll super kick him again or something. On some footage, we'll put it up on the network.
10 years later, bam.
We'll get some more. I love it. Lewis says, "Can't wait to step in the ring with you, brother. One day it will happen."
I'm excited for that. No.
MGB Wrestling Podcast. He says, "Favorite type of M&M." We get some strange questions in here, but they're interesting. Is that always wrestling?
Thinking of like
crispy peanut takes... pretzel, like.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like the actual M&Ms. I was going to say, don't they all taste the same? I was
the
so
red
confused.
One.
I was like, wait, what?
It's the red one. You got to eat the red one. That's it.
Oh yeah. Just because red's my favorite color, so I'll just be eating them first. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll eat the rest.
See, now we're besties because red's my favorite color too. So like now we're besties. I love it.
Definitely the regular M&Ms or the mini ones.
Oh yes,
the mini ones.
Yes.
What are in those cans and you pop it, it makes that noise when it's done. Because I'll eat them and I'll just keep the container and I'll just sit there and pop it and then close it.
I never feel like there's enough in those little canisters, to be honest with you. Maybe I'm just being fat. That's just. Oh man, I love it. So the last extravaganza, that was an amazing weekend. Oh my god, I loved that show. But let's talk a little bit about like what you felt and like your emotions behind watching Matt retire.
It was definitely like weird. Like it really didn't like hit until that night. I feel like when he posted the video, it was like, damn, like it was a sad video too.
Yeah.
Of his retirement tour. I'm like, this is really sad, but really didn't hit. I got to work on him during that tour and it was awesome. But that night, you know, he had us all in the entranceway with him and then just being ringside with him. And it was just like at the end, like, oh, wow, this is it. Shit.
Yeah.
And it was really sad. I definitely maybe almost cried a little bit at the end, but we're not going to talk about that. But
clip that out now. Edit it out.
No, it was really sad though. And just yeah. like, cause I watched him for so many years yeah. and like knowing him, I'm like, man, this sucks.
Aww. Yeah. I can imagine.
It was such a good night. Everything was awesome that weekend. Ugh, so good.
I think it's like one of my favorite like shows that I was able to watch. Like it was really exciting. I had a couple of people here. We were watching. I would have loved to go to the show, but of course, like again, you know, with the pandemic going on, I was like a little scared to go like certain mm-hmm. places. But I wish I was there to watch that moment. Like all the matches were great. Again, guys, if you haven't watched that, go back on IWTV and go watch it. It's two shows, two mm-hmm. nights. It's so good. It's so good. So Good Cop Bad Cop says Marcus gonna all rock star in the future. You can only book me if there is a bowl of just red M&Ms in my changing room. Mm-hmm. Minis.
Just one bowl of
minis.
M&Ms. They're all red.
Minis and just give them
minis. The minis and have them in a bowl and then give me the container next to it.
Oh god,
that's it.
I feel like I'm gonna have to like stop at the store and see if I can get them tomorrow and like bring you some. Guys, it's nice to like bring people like stuff, like, you know, they're hungry and they bust their ass for us.
It's okay. Now I really want some.
He's gonna be like end call, like I'm running over to whatever 7-Eleven, the Wawa, whatever it mm-hmm. is, like that's what he's gonna be doing after this.
Right after. I'm just gonna get like three of them.
There you go. Make sure you take a picture and tag me in it. I love it.
I will.
So let's talk about this match tomorrow with you and RSP. How are you training? Like, what are you doing for this? Like, oh my goodness, I don't know. It's, like,
this is nuts.
This is nuts.
Yeah, I've been. That's all I've been thinking about for the past, you know, week since I've called him out. You know, it is nuts. I've been at the gym every single day, training every day. You know, working my, you know, just working, trying to be in the best shape. It's what I, you know, my goal is be in better shape every week and learn more every day. So I'm just trying to gather as much information, all that, just before this, because it's a huge night. I think the show is going to be like, I don't know, maybe like one of H2O's sleeper shows, I guess. Maybe, I don't know what you could describe, whatever. But like, I think this is going to be like one of their best shows ever. Like, it's a stacked card.
It is a stacked card.
And like, man, like, it's freaking, it looks great. Like, I'm so excited to watch the show from top to bottom tomorrow.
Oh, man. I'm so glad, like, I get to see this live.
I'm so excited.
Oh, man. A shout out to Bam Sullivan. I feel so bad that he's not going to be there tomorrow. Get better. So like,
I love him.
I got to get him on the podcast too soon. Like,
he's awesome. He's so cool.
I can't get everybody on the podcast. It's just like, there's not enough time, but I love everybody over at H2O. I'm going to slowly get to everybody. So
you got to do like a week of just H2O guys. Run through them all.
Oh my God. It's just like crazy. But yeah, I'm slowly getting to, I know, like, if there's guys in the chat, if you're watching, like, I'll get to you. Don't worry. Like, I have my eyes out for you. I'll definitely get you on the podcast. But yeah, shout out to Bam Sullivan. Hope you feel better. Yeah, Brendan Kirk's got open challenge now. Like, mm-hmm. Oh boy, I'm excited.
I was excited for that too, Bam and Kirk.
Yeah, that, I was too. Wow, I don't know.
I feel so bad, but yeah. Oh man, get better, Bam.
Guys, who do you think's going to answer this open challenge? Let me know in the chat, or if you're listening to it later, leave me a comment below. So, who do you think it's gonna be?
I have no clue. Yeah, I really don't know, actually.
Okay, how about this? Who do you want it to be?
Who do I want it to be?
Or get wholesome content now. We have a kitty.
Oh, yes.
Who's Zachary this? Binks. Hi.
Maybe Binks will open Brandon Kirk's challenge tomorrow.
We're all about the wholesome content around here.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully it's a rising star, I'd say. Mm. I think that'd be cool.
All right. I don't know. Like, you never know who's going to show up at these.
No,
so.
You do not.
So what's, in your opinion, like the best advice that was given to you from like a vet?
You know, I never heard it from him, but, and I've only had a few opportunities to talk to Danny Havoc, but after he passed, you know, just match constantly saying, you know, like, it's nice to be nice like that, like, man, like, it's like, it is, it's nice, like, it's nice to be nice, like, just be nice to people. And like, yeah, there's so many like assholes out there.
Yeah.
And even like, not just in wrestling, but in like regular life, like, there's no need to be,
right?
There's just no need to be this way. And I don't know, people just, and I know, you know, that it's not like a huge like wrestling advice thing, but like, just a personal thing for everyone. Just like, be nice. Yeah. It's nice. Like, there's nothing wrong with being nice. Nothing wrong with it's not that hard either.
No, like, it's not. You tell them mm-hmm. out there. It's not that hard.
Sucks.
Oh man. But, well, we love you around here, so you know that. Who's been your favorite to work in ring with?
Definitely G Raver. Man, that was freaking nuts. I would love to work him again. Getting there with Austin and Dylan.
Yeah.
It's always freaking nice to get in there with them. Aaron Williams, he's freaking really good. Like, I knew that before, but stepping in the ring with him, man, it was great.
Yeah.
And Aaron, Drew, man, there's so many. Everyone, you know, I had a pleasure to step in the ring with. Like, they've all been awesome and great. It's been, and I'd love to step in the ring with all of them again.
Yeah.
Like, soon.
Just sign you up, right? Just sign you right up to everything. Like, I see the hunger. Nick the ref's in the chat. How are you? He said, maybe I'll sign myself in your match tomorrow night. Ooh. Ooh. You have to bring, you know, red M&Ms, you know, and then, you know.
That's the only way. It's the only way you can get into the building tomorrow.
That's it. You have to just bring red M&Ms.
Red. Yeah, kick them all out.
Oh, man. Okay, so what's on the bucket list for you? Like, what matches do you want?
I definitely, yeah. Ooh, man, I'm trying to think of like bigger matches now.
Damn. There's so many, right? Like,
that's what it is. It's like,
all right, give me three.
Okay,
give me three. So we'll take it off a little bit, make it a little easier for you.
Definitely, like, he's my favorite wrestler of all time, AJ Styles. Mm-hmm. I would, like, he's like, I have to get in the ring with him. Like, him, freaking, I would, this is a totally different route too, but if I get signed to AEW, Cody Rhodes, loved to be in the ring with him. He's so good. And, damn. Who else? Why is this hard? Like, when I'm on my own, I'm like, man, yeah, I would love to work with this guy.
But you're going to like hang up. You're going to be like, damn, now I think about it. Like, we put you on the spot. That's usually like how it is. But at least this way, it's like all like natural. We're getting it all out from you.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think of someone in like independent scene. God damn it. Janela.
Okay, Joey Janela.
Yeah. I would love to get in the ring with Janela.
Would you like to have like some sort of crazy match with him or?
Yeah.
Like,
that'd be sick. Leo. Ah, now they're all.
JTT. Leo Rush. There you go.
JTT is like probably like above, right below AJ Styles, I'd say.
Yeah.
I want to get in the ring with him so bad. He's so nice.
Yeah.
Such a freaking cool dude.
Yeah. Is there like a style of wrestling that you would love to get a chance to work?
Like with him or just in...
Just in general.
I don't know. It's like I'm, you know, stepping into like the hardcore world more.
Uh-oh.
And doing that, you know.
Oh boy.
I kind of want to do some more stuff.
Like some light tubes and...
yeah.
Oh no, you're going to make your mom upset.
I know, she's going to be so mad. But I'm like, it's fine. It's okay. Hopefully.
What's going to be the weapon of choice, though?
Definitely a light tube.
Light tubes. I'm obsessed with light tubes. I'm obsessed with them. I love it. Everybody knows it. Like, I'm just obsessed with it. Awesome. So are there some promotions that you would like to work for, like independent wise, that like you have in mind?
Definitely, of course, I would love to be on a GCW show. That'd be sick. Going back to a IWA Mid-South Pro Wrestling Trainwreck, when I got the chance to work there, like great companies, great. It was just awesome being there. Love to go back and work there. Man, where else?
You know, I'm like kind of sad that like I'm very happy for Alex Zane and Blake Christian that they signed over with WWE, but I would love to see you with like one of them in a match.
Yes.
Like
Alex Zane actually.
Yeah.
Like more. I would love to wrestle both of them.
Of course. Not like... Of course.
But yeah. Both of them, that'd be sick.
Oh man. Yeah, you're thinking about it, right? You're thinking.
Yeah, I'm like, God damn, why do they have to be signed?
I know. I'm like sad. I tell Zane all the time. I was like, I miss you in the Indies. Like, I just
that sucks. Like, it takes them like a minute to like.
Yeah, definitely.
Start like working. I feel like MSK. You know, they kind of got it.
Yeah, definitely.
They were pretty quick, but.
Oh man, so many promotions that I would love to see like everybody like start traveling to. Mm-hmm. So it's not just like I'm fan base. I mean, I'm a New Yorker and you know, I support a lot of New York promotions here, but I love the fact with the apps that we get like promotions all over the place. So we have those at that Deathmatch Down Under companies like around us in Australia now. Like I'm sure you would love to travel outside the States, right?
Yeah. I want to travel out of this country so bad.
Oh, man.
And wrestle out of there, yeah. Because I had the chance to wrestle in Indiana. So, whatever state that is. I'm not smart, but and I look stupid, but
but this is like BLP
going out of state and wrestling. That's awesome.
Oh man, definitely.
I love to wrestle in California, Florida.
Oh, maybe soon. Hopefully, when things get better, like I hope you get those opportunity. So do you have like some goals in mind that you want?
Of course, I want to get signed.
Yeah,
you know, like I'd say like more like soon.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, I'm like already young,
right?
But like, I guess like the sooner I can get it, that's better to me.
Yeah.
Better, faster. I've proved everyone, you know, like kind of like, yeah, you like, I guess look down on me, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just like had that, I don't know, this just popped up. I just have that like conversation with my teacher like yesterday about like college. I'm like, that's not happening. And she's like, what? And I'm like, well, I'm like, I don't want to go to college. Like, this is, I want to put everything towards this. And I feel like in such a short time, I did a lot, and where I feel like I can do this, I'm like confident I can get signed one day, and this could be my living, and I'm 100% cool with this. This is all I want.
Well, I'm going to tell mom again, I'm so much older than you, so but I'm going to tell you, stay in school also, you know, for you, you know, obviously.
I'll graduate.
You know, yes. Make sure you graduate. I mean, college is a important thing that you have a backup plan just in case. So, you know, just in case.
I know, but so. There's no backup plan. I want wrestling to be my plan A and B.
Yeah.
And, like, I get it if I get hurt or something like that. But if I get hurt and, like, and I'm just not going to be happy in life. Just, this is all I want. And yeah.
Awesome. Brad's in the chat. He said, how do the kids in school react to you being a wrestler?
See, it's funny. Cause like in middle school, everyone would call me like weird watching wrestling and stuff and like make fun of me. But now like I have like random people coming up to me and they're like, man, you do that? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, what? This is nuts. And they're like, so that is pretty cool. And I've, like, I guess not made new friends, but, like I said, different people coming up to me. And all, like, my friends, like, they all support me. Like, my whole wrestling team, they come out to my shows. And then, like, my friends I grew up with at another school, they support me. Like, they come out. And so they all, like, they all support me. And they're always like, man, I'm going to – BCUWB one day and all that stuff. I'm like chill. It's like a lot of stuff. I'm trying.
That's gonna be cool. I've had Billy Starks on the podcast and we talked about that and you know, her going to school, and she was telling us a story about that she would like zoom in for school, and then she'd be like sitting, she was talking about like the collective when she was there, she was sitting on like the laptop, and then she had to like mute the computer because there was people cursing in the background.
Oh, like, yeah.
And then she was telling us also that her teacher was showing the class like her matches. So have you had like teachers like on there too, like, yes, talk to you about that?
Mm-hmm. I've like all like my teachers besides that one like reading teacher I was talking about, like they all support me. They all, right, freaking like seen one of my matches and was like, wow, this is nuts. Like after the G-Raver thing and I was like bleeding, like I showed all my teachers that, and that's like the worst thing to show.
Oh no.
But I was like, look at me. And they're like, what is this? But they all support me, and they love it. My water sports teacher, I showed him that I was at the if you open IWTV,
mm-hmm,
my face and Ricky's face is right there, and I saw that yesterday. And to me, I thought that was the coolest thing ever. It's like, it was like I was on like a magazine or something. Like I opened it up, I was like, whoa. Like I thought I was like on the front of a magazine. So that was awesome to me. But so I showed my teacher that, and he looked it up. He looked up IWTV online and seen it. So he screenshot it and sent it to like all these teachers. So I had like two random teachers today come up to me and they're like, so you're a professional wrestler? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, Mr. Rogers sent me this or whatever. And I was, aww, like, oh, that was This is awesome.
That's great. That's so cool. Like, again,
It
like I could only
is
imagine the
cool.
feeling of that, and even like with being in school and people coming up to you and new people like who love wrestling, or they're like, "Oh, I caught you on this H2O show," or "I saw you in this show." Like, that's gonna be an amazing feeling. I love it. I love it. Okay, so I have one more question for you. If you guys have any more questions, drop them in the chat. So I always ask everybody this to, inspiring and amateur wrestlers out there, what's a piece of advice that you would give them?
Amateur wrestlers or
Yeah, like new or wanna
oh,
like get into it.
same thing. I actually told this kid at a pro wrestling training wreck. It was weird. It was like this kid came up to me, he was telling me like he was training and all that, and I'm like, man, how old are you? And he's like 14. I'm like, I'm only 17. Like we're not that far apart. And it was like kind of like what I got, when I went up to people and told them that I was training. I like told him, and that was my first time I ever did that. So like, it was cool to me to like share that and like talk to him about it. But like stick with it. Be really patient. Because I'm like not really patient. And sometimes I get like all mad and stuff. But like, man, if you like relax, just ride that flow, whatever. Like keep working hard and go to the gym, wherever your building is. I call it the building. But where I go to train. Keep going there, train every day as much as you can, as much as that door can open up and you can step in. Just keep going there, because the more you go there, the faster your debut will come, the faster experiences will come, and the more you'll learn and grow. And yeah, just stick with it. It's gonna get hard. Like there's a lot of times I love this stuff, but there's a lot of times I'm even like, ugh. But it's nothing if it was hard, or if it was easy.
Yeah.
Everyone would do it.
Right.
And so just stick with it. Yeah.
It's great advice. I love it. I love it so much. Man, again, guys, our future is here. Like, that's what I keep saying. It's like, so this is you now, and you're 17. So
Know, this is weird.
I can only imagine within the next couple of years of, I mean, you're amazing. Like, so I can only imagine
Thank you.
where you're going to go from here. So this is the future, guys. So pay attention and be a
Hello.
fan.
Nay, sorry.
Bring them
You stuck with
M&Ms.
me for a couple of years, sorry.
No, not stuck. I love it. Like again, like I said, I'm loving everybody that's coming out of H2O right now. So I wanted to put you guys more over, more out there because again, like I said, you guys are our future. So. Especially with a lot of people getting
Thank you.
signed, like more spots will open up, and but look at it, like you said, the list just checks off with you of already who you wrestled. So I could only imagine what you're gonna wrestle in the future and what we're gonna see out of you. So that's so
I'm real
awesome.
excited.
So guys, again, check out IWTV tomorrow. Bad luck, H2O. I think there's still tickets available at the
Yes.
door, right? I
Tickets
think.
are available at the door.
Yeah.
Yes.
So guys, definitely go to show it. If you can't get there, go on the IWTV app. So this will
IWTV.
be, and don't die tomorrow, okay? Because I don't feel like bringing the med kit, okay?
I guess I won't.
Please don't die. No, I can't. Tell everybody where they can find you.
You find me on Twitter at Marcus Mathers 1, Instagram Marcus underscore Mathers, and on Facebook Marcus Mathers. And yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Looking forward to it, guys. Go give some love. All his links are in the description below. Go give a follow. Go watch all the good stuff, all the great matches that he's had. I'm telling you, we just had H2O a couple of weeks ago. So good. So good. So, but yeah, definitely, like I said, tomorrow I'm coming. We're going to meet. We're going to take a
Yes.
picture. We're going to post it. I love
All
it.
right,
All that
cool.
fun stuff. Yeah, I'll maybe we'll do some interviews at the show tomorrow. We'll
Hopefully.
see.
That'd
But
be
yeah.
cool.
So guys, thank you again so much for joining us. Again, leave your comments below. We love it. Like, share, all that fun stuff. Yeah. So guys, stay safe. Support independent wrestling. I can't thank Marcus anymore for this
Thank you.
amazing interview. So guys, we will talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Thank you so much.